This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 757, Fake It Till You Make It, Michelle's Pro Pronunciation Tips.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Crossover episode, guys. Michelle from All Ears English shares 3 activities to improve your expressive pronunciation for that 7 and higher on IELTS speaking. Hello, Michelle. Welcome to IELTS Energy. Are you on the right podcast?
Oh my gosh, what happened? Where did I go? Oh my gosh, guys, I am in the wrong place. This is like, do you remember like Flintstones Meet the Jetsons?
I think I have watched those crossover episodes with James, actually. Yeah, he loves like the super old Hanna-Barbera cartoons. It's weird.
Oh, I love them. So this is definitely like one of those like, oh my gosh, we're meeting. Like, what's going to happen? But Jessica.
The world is going to end. It's like a parallel dimension. Okay, guys, if you don't recognize Michelle's voice, then that means you're not listening to All Ears English, which is a huge gap in your life. Guys, IELTS students, if you are trying to improve your fluency and get ready for your speaking exam and also get awesome vocab for both speaking and writing, then you need to be listening to All Ears English. Just as a brief introduction, Michelle, in case our listeners don't know, and I think most of them do, how would you describe the All Ears English podcast?
Ooh, well, I think All Ears English is just so much fun. It's all about how to connect with others, right? That's why we say connection, not perfection. And we talk about American culture. We talk about vocabulary. We go into a little grammar, but not in like this textbook way that you're kind of used to learning in your classrooms, right? We talk about real native English and how you can get there. So I'm over there. But I am so excited to be recording with you, Jessica. This is the first time we're ever recording together. So this is awesome.
This is historic, you guys. Like, you don't know how. This is literally what, like 4 years in the making?
I know. Oh my gosh. Wow. And we've spoken before. We've never met in person, but we've seen each other on video before.
Yes.
And I always get this like amazing vibe from you. Like, you just like bring so much good energy to the table. So I am just so excited about this. Like, I'm going to like, how can I get my energy to be at your level? Like, I got to work hard on this.
You know, I don't know how it happens. And the bad thing is I can't turn it on and off. I think that's the bad thing about being energetic is like, there's the green light where it's like full steam ahead. And then I just burn through the energy and then there's no more left. Like, there's no like pacing, which I think is the downside. But anyway, guys, the reason why Michelle is here is because she is an English expert, you guys. She even has a background in radio. Like, she's literally a professional speaker of English, right? So we are going to tap Michelle's brain today to help you guys with your expressiveness. Now, real quick reminder for you guys, if you haven't been listening to this show for a while, the easiest part of the speaking test to get a 7 or higher is pronunciation. You don't need a perfect accent, okay? It's not about accent. It's about expressiveness. So, Michelle, don't you also have a background in acting?
Yeah, I studied theater in school.
Cool.
And yeah, so I mean, this is one of my very favorite topics. I feel like I talk about it on All Ears English all the time, and I'm kind of like that's like the thing that I get the most excited about. And awesome. when I'm teaching, also in class, I mean, this is what I spend so much time speaking to my students about. Because if somebody asks you a question, I mean, think about you know, how to connect with someone. If somebody asks you a question and you just sound like you're not interested in what you're saying, they're not going to be interested either. It doesn't matter if you're telling a story about how you saved a whole bus of puppies, you know, from a tornado. Like, it doesn't matter what you're saying. If you don't sound like you're interested in what you're saying and that you have some emotion with it, no one's going to be interested, right? And this goes for IELTS too, guys. You got to show that you can have emotion when you speak, right?
Exactly. I mean, just this morning, I was teaching a personal coach student for IELTS, right? And she had like incredible vocabulary. But the thing was, that vocab just flew right by because there was no room for these words to breathe, right? So like you're saying, to connect to someone, you have to have that emotion built in. It's the same on the speaking test, guys. That examiner, what if that examiner has already done like 20 speaking tests and you're number 21 and you sound flat? Like that person's going to zone out. It's just human nature.
And okay? It's so true.
Okay. So we have like three activities that our students can do to improve expressiveness today, right?
Right, definitely. Guys, I mean, I think that the first step to this, and you know, maybe at some point we can also talk in the future, maybe if I ever come on again, we can talk more about this, about, you know, just producing this and like specifically how to do this. But I think the first step is being aware of it, right? That's always like a really good place to start, right? Because it may just not be something you're thinking about now. Jessica and I were talking before we started recording about how I've had students tell me that they feel, you know, that maybe Americans from the U.S. and native English speakers, that they have this kind of cartoonish way of sounding, right? And I think that maybe for the two of us, that probably is true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. That's really funny. And like, okay, so, you know, you could look at this like glass half full, glass half empty kind of thing. You could be like, oh my God, why do you sound like that? It's weird. But you know what? The cartoonish person is going to score a 9 on pronunciation, and like the buttoned up, boring person is going to score a 6. So there you go.
Exactly. So that, guys, this is why it's so important. You want to catch people's attention. You don't have to go like crazy, of course. You know, you don't have to do something that's completely uncomfortable for you or just like sound like, if you do it too much, it's going to sound like, really, I don't know what's going on. Right. So, but let's talk about being aware and finding examples of these things. So, I mean, the first thing that I think would be a good thing to practice to become aware of this expressiveness is to really watch a lot of TV, movies, see a play, something like that.
Yes.
And what I want you to do is, instead of watching it for vocabulary and whatever you may watch shows for, whatever your, I guess it's mostly vocabulary and just for listening comprehension. Now I want you to focus on one character, and I want you to pay attention to how this character expresses emotions. What is going on with that character in that episode or in that movie? And really just focus on that. Throw out vocabulary for the time being and focus on how they show their emotion. So I was saying, like, the example of Rachel on Friends, that's my favorite. Watch an episode of Friends. Pay attention to Rachel. Why does she say something a certain way? Maybe pay attention to, why are people laughing? Maybe people are laughing because she's being extra expressive about something, right? So that can also provide humor. It's not so much, you know, necessarily the word somebody says, but in comedy, it's a lot about the way that they say it. So choose a character and see why is this an emotional moment? Is this a sad moment? Or is their voice telling you something about how they feel, right, Jessica? What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, totally, exactly. Friends is a perfect recommendation for seeing expressiveness. And I think just any sitcom, you guys, anything that is delivering information in a dramatic way to make you laugh, right? Drama isn't just like, oh, sad. Dramatic can also be an adjective to describe extremes, right? Like going to extremes with your emotion and observing someone that is going to extremes is how you're going to build awareness. Because if it's subtle, First of all, that's not the model we need because that's not what we're going for. Subtle's a six, right? We're going for those extremes. So you have to model what you're doing on those. I would also recommend The Good Place. That's one of my favorite sitcoms
I've heard people love that show. I gotta watch that.
It's so good, guys. But like any native speaker that is expressive. So that's the first step, is to build awareness. And you know what, guys? We talk about this a lot in our course, The Connected Communicator, right? Like, you have to take a step back and use your brain first. And I want to just build a side note here as well, guys. Like, dividing your brain is important. Our brain cannot learn everything at once. Unfortunately, we're not capable of that. The machines in our head are not built for that. That's why, like, the writing process, you have to divide it. First, you think of ideas, and then you think of transition phrases, and finally, you think of vocab. And here as well, guys, forget about vocab, forget about grammar, just focus on the emotions. So the first step would be to build awareness. Would the second step be to then mimic it or use it right away? Or, like, what's the next step after that? Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. If you are trying to improve not just your pronunciation, but your vocabulary for IELTS speaking, and you have an iOS device, get the All Ears English app, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Download the app. Start listening today. You get vocab words with real-time transcripts, plus definitions and your own personal vocab list. It's amazing. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Well, I think we're building awareness of, number one, something, you know, something on TV, something like kind of performed. And then the other thing is to continue that awareness and really pay attention to the real world, right? Instead of watching it on your TV, because that's easy, right? You can start to, that's a good way to start. But like, I mean, I think real life can be slightly different than what you see on TV.
Sure.
So you want to hear, you know, maybe choose a person in your real life. Maybe there's somebody really funny who you know, okay?
Yeah.
Or somebody really interesting. Pay attention to them, right? Why are they speaking the way they're speaking? Or even if you're like, okay, for example, I encountered a woman the other day and she kind of had this like flat, you know, tone. And I could tell in her voice that like, she wasn't excited to be where she was. I could tell that because of her voice. Nothing she was saying. Oh, how are you? Fine. Right? Like, and that's what I was taking from her. So I can read that. So guys, that's to show you that if you do speak in a flat tone, that's what people are going to think. Right?
Totally. Yeah. The examiner is going to think like, first of all, you do not want to be doing this speaking test. And second of all, you cannot wait till it's over. And none of those are feelings that encourage that 7 or higher mindset, guys. Like, if you listen to any of the students that come on the show and get awesome speaking scores, they all say that they enjoyed the speaking test. And you know what? Fake it till you make it. Even if you're not enjoying it because you're super nervous, you gotta pretend. Like, you have to at least sound like you're enjoying it. And you know what, guys? Like, I know what a lot of you guys are thinking right now. Like, I don't live in an English-speaking country.
Right.
How am I going to find this in the real world? And I would recommend interview shows. So WTF is a great interview show for not just comedians, but celebrities of all stripes. Even Barack Obama was on there. Also, the interview show Fresh Air, because that has transcripts as well. So any of these interview shows, I think, could maybe substitute for the real life. What do you think?
Right. I think that's a really good point, Jessica, because as soon as I was saying, oh, listen, you know, choose a friend who's speaking, you know, maybe our listeners don't have that, right? So don't think that, oh, no, I don't have that, so just forget it, right? There are definitely things that you can do. I like that. Yeah. Listen to an interview show. Even something like Ellen, right? Even something, you know, something like that, because that's, people are speaking in a different way. They're not necessarily like performing where it's like real life, but but maybe a little bit different, right? And I mean, they're trying mimic it. But when somebody is having an interview, that's going to be also realistic as well. So you might get a different taste. So don't feel like, oh no, I don't have somebody. Like, you definitely do. So you can still, for the second suggestion, just get different material. I think that's the point. And I like what you said, Jessica, the whole fake it till you make it thing. Maybe... I mean, also just, you know, for being expressive, maybe you feel super uncomfortable about this. You're like, whoa, this is totally new. And I feel like ridiculous. Like, this is not how I normally would speak, right? I don't feel comfortable sounding like this, right? Just fake it till you make it. Just do it. And eventually, you know what? You're going to start to feel this energy pick up. And when people speak to you, you're going to start to feel that they're paying more attention to you and they're more excited about the conversation. They're more glued to you.
Exactly. They want to talk to you, right? Like that's the key here. They want to listen to you because you're fun to listen to. Like,
that's right.
It can be that simple, you guys. And changing the way you speak English, changing the pronunciation is uncomfortable. Any change is uncomfortable. And guys, you're going to feel ridiculous, right? Especially if you're really going big, like you have to do on the speaking test, going to extremes, you are going to feel silly, but you have to. You have to work through that discomfort if you want to actually make a change. So fake it till you make it. I think we discovered the title.
I was just thinking that. That's awesome. Yeah. So guys, and I wanted to talk about, you know, so now how do you take this and apply it to when you're speaking, right? Instead of just thinking, okay, well, I mean, obviously, like, you know, we talk about things like mimicking and trying to sound like somebody else. But what do you do when it's your turn? So I'm not going to talk about that necessarily today, but I want to talk when it's your turn. What do you do? How do you sound like yourself? So take a time in the day when you know that you're going to be speaking English. And before you speak, take a split second. You know, at first it might be a little longer, and think, what is my emotion right now? What am I trying to sound like? Am I trying to sound like, I mean, even if it's something like, oh, I'm describing my day or I'm describing something. Okay, fine. Maybe that's not like the most exciting thing ever, but was there something funny? Is there something interesting? Maybe you just want to sound interesting. Maybe you want to sound like something is frustrating to you. Maybe you're talking to somebody about that you're lost, or you're having trouble with the subway system in New York or whatever. You have to think of your emotion. Take a second to think of the emotion before you speak. This is for practice, right? So practice the thought process. Remind yourself to sound the way that you intend to sound, right? And experiment with saying things in these ways and even in different ways.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, exactly, guys. So in your preparation, you need to be going through a longer process than you will on test day, because you have to build new skills and new neural pathways. You're trying to get your brain and your mouth to connect in ways that they've never connected before. So you're going to have to make this a conscious effort. So like Michelle is saying, first think about it, right? Mm-hmm. And feel it. Because I think also if I think about, okay, like, why am I expressing this emotion? It doesn't just happen simultaneously at the same time my feelings are changing, right? Like, I feel the feeling first, and then it's reflected in the words that come out. So there is a split second difference, guys, between the emotion taking over and having that reflected in your words. So let's stretch that out, like Michelle is saying, and take an extra minute. Go ahead, take a whole minute before you practice that part one answer, that part two answer, or whatever you're practicing. Take 30 seconds to a minute, guys, and think about, all right, like, I need to identify the feeling. Think about how that feels. Like, what does that do in my body? My heart tightens up because I'm scared. My heart opens because I'm excited. And then we want to think about, okay, like, how do I put that in my voice? So if you've already done steps one and two, you'll have an idea, right? That's the model. And then in step three, that's when you let it out. And guys, like I said, you are going to feel silly. Do this by yourself before you do it in front of someone else.
That's right. I love it. Yeah, definitely. Like, get comfortable with it. It's not going to change overnight, and you will start to become more and more comfortable with it. And I think what's going to make you do that is get more comfortable is when you start to see the reactions that you get from other people.
Totally.
You're going to be like, ooh, this is great. Like, this person's really feeling what I'm saying.
I know, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that is like instant gratification. Yeah. Like, that's a quick win. You could see on another person's face how they're reacting, for sure. And on the test, though, the examiner's probably not going to give you those reactions, right?
That's so true. That's true. One,
yeah. But that's the last thing you need to think about at this stage, guys. Like, you need to be practicing this a lot more before you like, okay, how do I speak in front of a stone cold examiner? That's something for another podcast. But guys, there is so much great information today. So come back to the blog, IELTS.AllEarsEnglish.com. This is episode 757. I'm going to type up all these amazing steps that Michelle has taught us today, and do go through these activities, guys. And I think another great thing we could add to this would be to seek out material with transcripts, right? So that will help with the mimicking. So if you have the All Ears English app, you can get the transcripts. Lindsay and Michelle are on there 3 times a week, and I am on there 1 a week. Those conversations are great models for American cartoonishness, can I say? So
that's right.
AllEarsEnglish.com/bonuses for your iOS app. Michelle, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. This is so, so much fun. And wow, Jessica, yeah, I definitely feel more energized just from talking to you.
Awesome. Well, maybe we should keep it going and do another one.
Maybe we should. Well, this was fun. Thanks for having me, and thanks for listening, everyone.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now, and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.